So I'd like to introduce Margot. We're really lucky to have Margot here on Vancouver Island. She's a local teacher. She's done a lot with herself and her work in the last 30, 35 years. She's been practicing in the Insight tradition of meditation, Theravada Buddhism, since 1986. She's known, very well known, for the telling of Jataka tales. In leading meditation retreats and courses on Vancouver Island, the U.S., and Ireland. A former staff member at the Insight Meditation Center in Barrie, Massachusetts, and a graduate of Harvard Divinity School, Margot has also completed her training to be a community Dharma leader through Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Woodacre, California. Her teachers include Joseph Goldstein, Carol Wilson, Tana Sara, and Eugene Cash. So I'd like to welcome Margot today, and here you go. Okay. You won't need this. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Rhonda. So I think you're in good hands. And welcome to this retreat. Welcome to this day of practice, this weekend of practice, if you're able to come both days. And so this topic, the medicine of awareness, I think we've all had an experience of the healing power of awareness in our own lives. That moment when someone offered us their presence and we really knew what it was like to be seen and to be heard. Well, in this weekend, I really want to explore how we can deepen and really solidify and continue to discover the power of awareness in our own lives as a healing for ourselves and a healing for the world. So it's amazing to me to think about how many people all over the world engage with this kind of practice, and to think of those individuals who take the time each day, like many of us do, to step out of our routines, our activities, our commitments, and just arrive in the moment and dedicate ourselves to really seeing what's happening in the mind and the heart, what's happening, and how can I be with my experience. So to think of all of us committing ourselves to this practice of awareness and then going into the day, into our communities, into our families, into our work with this collectedness of mind and heart, even just a little bit more mindful, a little bit more aware, a little bit more attentive to the truth of impermanence, to the truth that everything arises and passes, even strong emotions, even difficult situations, even pleasant situations. So, to heal is to make whole. So to heal is to make whole. And of course, you know, the world is a dynamic, changing flux of experience and conditions that are beyond our control, but to orient our hearts towards that journey of towards wholeness. So this is from an early Buddhist text, the Sutta Nipata. And a student named Ajita speaks to the Buddha. He says, "What is it that smothers the world? What makes the world so hard to see? What would you say pollutes the world and threatens it most? It is ignorance which smothers," said the master, "and it is carelessness and greed which makes the world invisible. The hunger of desire pollutes the world, and the great source of fear is the source of suffering. In every direction, the river of desires are running. How can we dam them, and how can we hold them back? Any river, said the master, can be stopped with the dam of mindfulness. I call mindfulness the flood stopper, and I call wisdom that which can close the floodgates. So, this practice, this medicine of awareness, is a journey towards wholeness. And it's a journey of self-understanding, of self-knowing. It's really a beautiful journey. And I think we can slip into habit patterns of, oh, it's another day. I have this to do, and here's my list. Here are my appointments. I've got a class at this time, and maybe I'll call a friend. And there's a little bit of complacency, more a little bit of like, oh, even maybe a slight tinge of bleakness. Oh, it's February, it's gray, another day. And yet, we can infuse our practice with this sense of faith in our own ability to develop these qualities of mind and heart, to develop mindfulness, to develop wisdom, and make our contribution to the world and to healing the world. And it's powerful to me. And I bow to you that you have come today, because it's not easy. You know, there is this momentum, these rivers of desire. Think about how many opportunities we have to distract ourselves these days. You know, you sign up for one internet streaming, I mean, unlimited. How could you ever watch even all the documentaries? So to come and be here in real time, and support each other shows determination, shows resolve, shows dedication, and it shows faith. So I will be speaking about faith and the other five spiritual faculties throughout the weekend. So we're going to begin with a faith. And just a show of hands, if anyone is pretty new to meditation practice. A few people. Okay, great. Well, I hope this is beneficial, and please feel free to ask questions. We will have some small group interviews. The first one will be at 10:15. No, at 11. So, so let us begin with a short period of practice. We'll sit for about half an hour, and we're just going to change the lights a little bit. So find a comfortable posture. Yes? Sure, I will read out the schedule. So we're going to sit for half an hour, and 9:45 we'll have a walking period. Just before the walking period, I'll give a few instructions about walking. The walking period will be half an hour. We'll come back for a longer sit of 45 minutes. No, half an hour. Nope, 45 minutes. And then we'll have lunch at 12:15, and we consider this part of the day of practice. And then we'll sit again at 1:30, and walking meditation at 2, Dharma talk 2:30, walking at 3:15, sit and closing instructions at 3:45, and the day will finish by 4:30. So just to let you know that we do want to support each other's practice today by maintaining silence. And so noble silence, it's quite, I mean, even if all we did today was be in silence, and we each did our own thing, that would be a gift in itself. But to practice and feel the support of others who are practicing and to maintain noble silence is a tremendous, tremendous foundation for our practice. And the world, as we know, is full of all kinds of noise and ways in which we layer sound upon sound. And at the same time, you know, noble silence, it doesn't mean that we ignore each other's presence. So we may both arrive, we may arrive at the door at the same time as someone else. So one of you may gesture to go ahead or hold the door. So we're aware of each other in this beautiful dance of noble silence. And towards the end of the day, there will be a period of mindful speaking. And this will be an opportunity, somewhat controlled and dedicated and with some clear instructions, there will be an opportunity to practice mindful speech. So, any questions about the schedule? And of course, you know, I invite you to take care of yourselves. As Rhonda was saying, if you feel a bit cool, I mean, maybe there's a warmer corner of the room, or, bundle up if you've got a coat with you or another shawl. And also, please let me know if you can't hear me. I hope everyone can hear me at the moment. Good. I know my voice tends to sometimes drop a little bit. So let us begin with about a 25-minute period of practice. So we come to this practice together, but also with our own unique journey. So one way that we can begin a period of practice is by gladdening the mind and reflecting on that moment of resonance when you felt some connection to this practice of mindfulness and awareness. Maybe there is a teacher who has inspired you. Maybe there is a friend who nudged you, or a book you read. Just for a moment, bringing to mind that feeling of awakened, inspired interest, which is the beginning of faith. So we have received the gift of these teachings. And so we can also begin our practice with this phrase of blessing. May my practice be of benefit to all beings. And a simple phrase like this actually helps us to set a clear intention, an intention to practice not just for our own freedom, not for our own healing alone, but for the healing of the world, for the healing of beings lost in confusion. May my practice truly be of benefit to all beings in all directions. So we take our seat and we feel how we are accompanied by others in this space, establishing our posture of meditation, this beautiful balance of upright alertness, and this receptive quality of interest, relaxed receptivity. So you might begin by noticing where your body is making contact with the chair or the cushion. Grounding awareness in the dynamic experience of embodiment. Noticing pressure, solidity, noticing where the hands are resting, perhaps even noticing more subtle touch points, the warmth of the lips lightly touching each other, the eyelid on the surface of the eye, so we create some stability of mind by landing awareness in the moment, in the experience of the body in the moment, using these touch points, and then bringing the attention to the movement of the breath, tracing the rising and falling of the abdomen, or the in and out of the breath of the nostrils, the lifting and falling of the chest, or perhaps a more global awareness of the whole body sitting and breathing. each moment of mindfulness, each moment of knowing our experience, the subtle sensations, the rising and falling of the abdomen, a feeling of expansion or contraction, the very subtle coolness of the in-breath, the warmth of the out-breath, each time we bring our attention and notice and know this experience of the breath coming and going, we create the conditions for the next moment of mindfulness. In this way, we are developing continuity. Gently, patiently, meeting our experience. If our experience is distracted mind or wandering mind, then we acknowledge that. Oh, just planning, just ruminating. Gently, with great patience and interest, returning to this moment's experience of the body and the breath.